Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Bloodlords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon. And a shout out to all of those at our Lich level and above. Rock Jedi, Iggy, Wolf, Blood on a Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Das Gris, Fizzgig, AC Goldner, Eric R. Oh, just gonna see Great Pasture there. Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadowheart, Cyrendon, Forevermore. The Brigand Alliance, Dicky Lopez, Licky Dopez, Rickety Rope Bridge, Alex K, Toma Elaka, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Argoon's Long Lost Elbow, Fig Tier, Zach S, Jamie H, Mr. Turtle, Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W, Corey, Pickle, Mr. Grim, Fire Down, M54 Ewas, Jameson S, Eric R, Plus 2 Vorpal Salmon of Whacking, I'm Not a Robot, George F, Leo Hart, and Hard Har Har. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of Session 6. We're in Kallak Manor, our new home. We've been clearing various dangerous interlopers out of the place and have decided it is time to rest. Arius, Lucan, and Gerdrug take more than a few hours to heal up, while Kix and Argoon investigate some magic shit together. Turns out our huge trough of writhing viscera is actually some kind of scrying pool. In it, Kix sees a troll hanging out outside our manor. Definitely something to be investigated at a different time. Afterwards, Kix and Argoon do some spring cleaning. After resting for the night, or is it day, we go back downstairs to fight some rats. Kix is very happy to fight things that have brains. Lucan is unfortunate and goes down again, but Arius again saves him. We continue to explore and find some cells and hidden rooms. We come across an adorable fairy with a skull on its head. We try to talk to it, but it chooses violence.
We are in this room lined with skulls and bones of all kinds, and then the stone altar piled with skulls, and this skull-obsessing fairy with a skull on its head turns to you and decides to take Arius's skull, and we are going to roll for initiative.
Time to skull-fuck this fairy.
Evil campaign acceptable. Heads up to the group, I have one heal left.
Oof.
Heads up to the group, I think I still have mine.
Do you?
Yeah, because you stopped me from healing.
Okay. Nobody has battle medicine, right? We've gone over that before.
Next level.
No, we need to kill this
two.
Thing.
Next level two, everybody, or a few of us are taking it. I do have all my other spells. Should just start preparing those as heals too, or harms, I should say.
I don't think you're given first level magic weapon a chance, man.
Yeah, I really should. I wanted to try out echoing weapon too, but the more I read it, I just feel like it's not that good.
Didn't you do magic weapon for the bullfight, or was that was magic fang and...
That was magic fang with David.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Lucan with Sundrinker.
Big crit hit right at the top.
About to do it again.
Once again, the guy that wants to go first goes last.
Wow, that's unfortunate for the murderous
fairy.
Skull Fairy.
Skull Fairy roll like a 2? Yeah.
Bad. Rolled very bad.
Fairy's like, yeah, come on guys, I'm gonna fight you.
I'm gonna fight you.
And then we're like, okay, and it's like, oh wait, I wasn't ready for this.
Wait, still caught off guard. As far as this particular Skull Fairy is concerned, she didn't know that there was an exit from her Skull Kingdom. So at the top of round one, Arius, this murderous little Skull Fairy is coming right for your skull. It's your turn.
It's a tie, but you can go first.
Oh, good point.
I can't remember, did... We haven't moved any runes around on weapons, right? You don't have a plus one weapon or anything yet?
No, we never did that.
Okay.
We kind of
forgot.
Well, since Gerdrug is right next to me, and I know they can put out some fucking damage, I'm going to go ahead and give Gerdrug magic weapon.
Oh, shit.
So powerful at low level.
And then I'm going to remove 10.
What's it do? Does it give an extra die roll?
Extra die roll, yeah. Uh-oh. And plus one.
Oh, nice.
The plus one item bonus and increases the number of weapon damage I have to 2. Then I move 25 feet right up into the Skull Fairy's face. Well, not really up to its face. On the south side of it, I should say.
So you go right up to the Skull Fairy.
Yeah.
And Arius gets up in it. That takes us over to Gerdrug. It's your turn.
It's a little farther away than I would have liked. It is two actions to get up in flanking behind it. Is it tiny?
It is tiny.
It is tiny, yeah.
So do we have to be in its square? Or no, we
no,
don't.
It just has to be in yours.
But it has to be in ours. Okay.
Yes.
So we are in flanking.
You don't have that feat that gives you sneak, makes them flat-footed until they go, right?
Oh, it's a class feature.
It's a class feature, but you have to roll stealth or deception, and I definitely did not do either one of those things in this combat.
Gotcha. Good point.
But now we're flanking it anyway, so...
Yeah. I just wasn't sure if you get it up to it in one action.
No, yeah, sadly not, but... Let's start out swinging for the fences.
Ouch.
And let's use that hero point.
Okay.
I better put a hero point so that I can... Oh, my God.
Same thing.
Literally the same thing.
Two fours. Thank you. Thank you. I can't really be mad at Fantasy Grounds anymore. It's just me.
Well, 12 does miss.
That's my turn. Two actions to move into flanking, one action to attack, and a hero point later, I miss completely.
Well, that takes us over to Lucan.
Okay. You know, that seemed like such a good idea. I'm going to do the same thing. Magic Fang onto Sundrinker. Or not magic. Well, yeah, Magic Fang. Same thing as...
Magic Weapon.
Yeah, same thing as Magic Weapon. You got it.
That's two actions from my act together. Then, with their single action from Act Together, Sundrinker will move 5, 10, 15, 20, move to there. And then, with my third action, I'll give it to Sundrinker to use its reach attack, Tendril Strike, and we'll swing at our little Scully friend. Wish I didn't have to, but well. I get a 15 to hit.
15 misses.
Did you choose the Vine Whip? As yes. Your... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I just missed. Not for the attack. I meant for Magic Fang.
Yes. Yes, I did. It okay. Gave me a choice. And that's what I chose. That's,
I never actually saw that, realized that before, because it does say choose one of the target's unarmed attacks.
Yep.
So it's not just all of their unarmed attacks.
Right. Yeah, I went with my primary. That's my turn, though.
Yeah, starting off good.
After the party swings a couple of times and misses, kicks... It's Europe.
Do I have a good enough angle to see the thing at the like at the door, or do you need me to move in more?
From right there? Nah, you need to be in farther.
Okay, I'll step into the room.
More invaders!
And recall knowledge.
Recall knowledge. All right. Let's see. You can give me an occult check.
How does a 22 give me? Do me.
22 is a success. So you know this thing to be called. It is a Skull Fairy. Skull Fairies are malicious beings spawned from the heads of those who die after exposure to the malignant energies of the Shadow Plane. They aren't fey, but their petite winged forms and tendency for malevolent mischief has caused the appellation Skull Fairy to stick.
Sorry, they're not fey?
No, they're not fey. They're shadow creatures.
Oh, okay.
After bursting from the skull of the deceased, a skull fairy seeks out victims to behead. Skull fairies enjoy nothing more than the horrific sound of wrenching a head free from a body.
Oh, how lovely.
Very lovely. You get two pieces of information. What would you like?
Weakness.
None.
I'm not used to doing this. What else do people want?
New party.
Resistances?
Resistances.
Also none.
Perfect. Guys, just kill it.
Okay.
I will end my turn with a recalling of the technique. Recall technique.
Isn't it teachings?
Recall the teachings.
There you go.
Recall something.
Recalling.
More recall.
Recall. Recall knowledge. Recall teachings. Recall the time I died.
Recall all the things. Then after kicks... That takes us over to the Skull Fairy. With their first action, they fly right at Arius' head, who is conveniently right next to him. So he's going to enter Arius' square, and then with their second action is going to make a strike. a 23 to hit.
That definitely hits.
What the fairy does, it flies right at Arius with a fist back and then just clobbers you right in the cheekbone.
Oh.
And with its second action, it uses its flying momentum to grab onto your skull right under the eyeballs and then twist. You need to give me a fortitude save.
It did what?
It's literally just trying to rip its head off.
It looks like this little creature is trying to just rip Arius's head right off.
Oh my god, that was so close to a nat one. I rolled a 13, got a 20.
A 20 is a success.
He was hovering on that one for a second.
You keep your skull attached for now. With its third action, it attacks you again.
So it doesn't actually do any damage?
Oh, it does do damage.
With that thing?
Yeah, not with the skull twist.
But the hit when he punched
me. The actual damage with the punch was 7 damage.
Okay.
Then that is the Skull Fairy's turn, which takes us over to Arius. It's your turn.
Arius will take a step to the north. I want to see how this does when we put them together. I'm going to cast Echoing Weapon on Gerdrug's Dog Slicer.
Okay.
Oh, is that a touch?
It's a touch spell, yeah. But basically, at the end of his turn, his weapon will discharge a burst of sound targeting one creature adjacent to the wielder for each successful strike or drug did that round, up to a max of 4 sonic damage.
Interesting. So the more hits,
you just do extra sonic damage at the end of your turn.
Got it.
I want to see how that works.
Then that takes us over to Gerdrug. It's your turn.
So I am moving around it in a way that should not give me... I don't have to go through its square. I can move around it.
Got it. Yeah, everyone's just kind of dancing around this robed corpse with a hole in its head, fighting this skull fairy.
Bodies are bodies.
Bodies are bodies.
I will... I'll attack this thing.
I point out its weakness in its head and give you a +1.
Have it in the eyeball.
Oh, so this is your aid?
Yeah.
It was successful, yes.
And get a 26 to hit it.
26 hits, just shy.
26 flat-footed isn't a crit? Dear God.
He just said just shy of crit. I thought you were going to say
just shy of crit.
Just shy of crit.
Okay.
This thing's insane.
Let's see how it does for damage.
Oh,
about 20.
20 damage. It takes all of it.
Yeah, those are some decent rolls. 6, 6, and a 3 on 3d6.
As the dog slicer goes through its little body, you can see like drips of shadow, like almost like bits of soap flying off of it, just in bubbles as you slice through it, and then it dissipates into the air.
And 8 is one action, is one thing, right?
Yeah.
So that should be gone now.
Get it on the first. You got it.
Let's attack a second time, since I've got all these bonuses and whatnot. Ooh, 15.
That'll miss.
That's crazy. I suppose 15 wouldn't hit me flat-footed either, so... I guess it's my turn.
So do you do an additional 4 damage, then?
So is it 1 additional damage?
You do 1 additional damage, sonic damage.
So it takes 1 sonic damage?
Yep, yeah, just takes 1 sonic damage at the end of the turn. As an echoing thing from the weapon.
Then after Gerdrug, that takes us to Lucan. It's your turn.
All right. What do I want to do here? I've got all these things. First action, cast Boost Eidolon.
Okay.
Second and third action, act together to do Electric Arc. Reflex save, please.
Ooh, it gets a 2 on the die for a 13.
Ooh, that's a failure. Gonna take all of... 5 damage.
All right. Takes it all.
What does Act Together give you?
So Act Together is you spend 1, 2, or 3 actions to do a thing, and that's either the Eidolon or the Summoner. And then the other one gets 1 action to do a thing.
Oh.
So generally the best way to do it with this combo, like, is to spend 2 actions casting a spell and then 1 action for this for the Eidolon to attack. There's some Eidolons have like a two-action ability, like the dragon had a two-action ability that would allow it to attack three times. So a really good act together would be like have the dragon attack three times, and then Lucan would do an intimidate or something like that for one action. That kind of thing. So then, with my act together one action for Sundrinker, they will just simply attack again. And strike. I guess I'll do, I don't know, bludgeoning.
I'm actually rather surprised none of you guys have tried to frighten anything yet.
I'm going to next turn.
I'm not scary.
I get a 21 to hit.
A 21 hits.
This is going to be gross.
Oh.
So gross, it's 9 damage.
Oh, never mind. I rolled pretty badly.
Does he roll a 1 and a 2?
Yeah, because I'm boosted and magic fanged, but yeah, only 9 damage.
Did it do it right then?
Yeah, do you see the plus 6 to plus 2 from the boost Eidolon, plus 4 from strength?
Oh,
yep.
Plus then, 2 is... Oh, I thought boost Eidolon gave you another die.
No, plus 2 to damage.
It had a potential to get 22 and you got 9.
So, there you go.
Then crushing down on the Skull Fairy and you smack the skull and it kind of flutters in the air and drops about a foot before hovering back up. And it's not looking great, but it's still murderously glaring and eyeballing Arius's skull. Kix, it's your turn.
Kix sees a brain and is excited.
Blow up its head.
Oh, look at that brain.
That's a shadow brain, so.
Shadow brain gets 19.
He succeeds.
So this is amped days?
Yeah.
All right.
Basic just means it's halved, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Sorry. I cast it the regular days. Oh, so 5 damage. Well, and a half.
So 2 damage.
And then I will recall the teachings.
The teachings have been recalled.
They sure have.
The Skull Fairy takes 2 damage. That takes us over to the Skull Fairy, who is going to make a last-ditch effort for that skull. So it uses its first action to fly into Arius' space, second action to go for another haymaker round. Nat 20 on the die.
I collapse.
That's going to deal Arius...
No, I collapse.
21 points of damage. Oh,
he actually gets to do it.
Get to do collapse.
You think he's joking?
Sorry. Okay. So go ahead, post collapse, and since it's your first time using it, explain what it does.
So the trigger is an enemy's attack against me is a critical hit. I collapse into a pile of bones, mitigating the worst of the damage I would have taken. Basically, it's normal damage instead of crit damage. But I am now flat-footed as I am collapsed into a pile of bones on the ground. And then I will have to take an action to stand on my turn.
Got it.
It's going to be real easy for us to take your head.
Just grabs it. It's like, oh, neat.
Nice. I'll take this. So regular damage, going from the critical hit into a regular hit. That regular hit is 8 damage to Arius. It does still have a third action, and its third action is going to be to do that skull twist. So from Arius, I'm going to need a fortitude save.
I get a 23. You can't even take my fucking skull when I'm a pile of bones on the ground, bitch.
That is a success. And then that is the Skull Fairy's turn. Now when it's down on the ground with you in your collapsed state, just wrenching at the skull from your spine, comically failing. Arius, it's your turn.
Give me your skull!
It's a single action to get back up, right?
Yep.
Yep. I will use my first action to...
Reassemble?
Put myself back together and stand up. Reassemble.
Is that a single action, or do you reassemble with one and stand up with a second?
It looks like it's just one.
Reassemble is a single action? Nice.
Yeah.
It says... Well, collapse, you're flat-footed, and you can't act except to stand, which reforms you into a skeleton in a standing position. So it's taking the stand action, and it reforms you.
There it is. Sweet.
And then second action, I will attempt to glare at it, because I'm getting pissed that it's trying to take my head. So I'm going to do an intimidating glare.
Are your eyes hollow, or are they, like, filled with red flame, or what? What does Aris's eyes look like?
I'm also very curious about that.
I don't know. I've been thinking they're like red, like just red, like dots, red orbs, red lights.
So then do they narrow into red orb slits during an intimidating glare?
Yes. Sure.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
Maybe they burst into red flames.
I like that. But that just makes me feel like, I don't know. It makes me think of the Ghost Rider and fuck that.
They turn into little dinosaurs.
Yes. For herbivores, not carnivores.
Yeah, it's less intimidating and more confusing, right?
Yeah. So, intimidation check against your will DC. Looks like I got a 15. Does a 15 beat your will DC?
A 15 fails.
Wonderful. And then third action, I will use my last harm to heal myself up because I'm not looking great.
Skull Fairy, don't like that.
I got a 4. 4 HP off that heal.
Well, the Skull Fairy is going to, like, as you fail to intimidate it, is going to scream at you, just,
"Join the kingdom, Skull!"
Goes to pull it again. Gurdrug, it's your turn.
I need a rules determination.
Ooh.
Tumble Through says you can try to move through the space of one enemy. Mm-hmm. So since Arius is ostensibly my ally, the other guy is just one enemy in that square.
Yeah.
I should be able to tumble through?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I would say because it's there, you can't move through Arius's square normally as an ally because there is an enemy in that square. So, yeah, you would have to tumble through his square. I don't think it says any that anywhere, but I think that you could absolutely read it that way, and that's how I read it.
Okay. And since it's just one enemy, like if it was two enemies in a square, I suppose that would mean I couldn't do it?
I'd have to reassess at that point, but I would think, yeah, maybe not at that point, but...
Did you just make it worse for me there?
I don't think it does make it worse. I'm double-checking. It might...
It's not actually a critical failure because the DC is a 15, not a 20.
But it was a nat 1.
Oh,
you got a nat 1. Oh, never mind.
You get a negative 1, bud. I'm helping.
I'm helping.
Minus 1. Thanks.
There you go.
To the tumble through. All right, all right. I wonder if your aid is, hey, watch out for the robed skeleton beneath you.
Yeah.
I still get a pretty nice roll. I get a 24 to against this reflex DC.
A 24 is a success.
So since I did tumble through and I have tumble behind, he is flat-footed.
Tumble behind?
Yes.
And that's rogue feat, right?
Rogue class feat. You tumble under and behind your foe. In this case, maybe over it because it's tiny. I don't know.
You tumble through.
When you successfully tumble through the foe whose face you pass through is flat-footed against the next attack you make before the end of your turn. Oh, a 19.
That is a hit.
Hold on. That should be 27. I didn't take the 8 off, the negative 1 from aid.
Oh.
Do you see the negative 1?
I do, yes, there? Built right in there. So a 27 with it flat-footed is a critical hit.
Hell yeah.
Well, we're going to click critical, and oh dear God, look at all those dice.
Holy shit.
66 plus 10, 34 damage.
Wow. Nice. Level 1 rogue, 6d6 plus 10.
I mean...
with the help of his friends.
That does have a few buffs on it. Oh, and I'm assuming that kills it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I mean, come on.
It had what, like 2 hit points? Oh, 8.
It had 8, yeah. You bring the dog slicer, like, you split the skull that it's wearing, and it goes down through the creature, and as the dog slicer goes through it, it begins to bubble up, and then it gets bigger, and then it's like a big ball of shadowy magic. And then it, like a bubble, pops. And this, like, shadowy, noxious tissue spatters on everyone.
Gross.
Give me a fortitude save.
Everyone? Even me in the back?
Even you in the back.
Motherfucker.
Nah, I take it back. It's just the people within 5 feet. But I wanted to make you worried about it.
Bitch. Because
I roll, like... because on AoEs, I roll fucking disadvantage.
And then it's hit by 1 damage of sonic damage.
If it just hits one of you, is it still disadvantage? Or it has to hit both of you, right?
Has to hit both of us. Because if it hits both of us, I roll both and take the lower.
Well, and actually, David, it's not even in that square. It's like in
the
square.
Well, it doesn't even hit Sundrig.
No, yeah, Sundrigger doesn't even make save.
Waste of a 20.
It's just Gerdrug and Arius. So what'd you two get?
Bad.
Mm.
I got a 7.
A 7 is a critical failure. A 10 is a failure. It's not going to make a huge difference, but it is still just hilarious. Arius, you are sickened 2 from the noxious tissue. And Gerdrug, you are sickened 3. And it even like mingles in and mixes with your ectoplasm. And it's just absolutely disgusting.
What do you mean, go sick? I don't know.
How do you throw up?
I go to that trough and spend the next 3 minutes throwing up in it.
Do you just throw up bone shards?
Bones.
I'm throwing up ectoplasm, I guess. So.
It's a breath weapon that deals piercing damage.
Yeah, not great. I got a 10.
We're finding out so fast in this campaign that just like understanding-wise, we have to rewrite our understanding of what sickened is in this context.
Basically, just being an undead PC is going to have a lot of goofy shit.
There's going to be a lot of goofy shit. The rules do just straight up assume that you are, in fact, alive.
I didn't make a skeleton sick.
Yeah, and from an obvious balance issue, they can't just allow undead to have all the benefits of undead.
Right, exactly. For Gerdrug, I feel like it's easy because it's like this soapy, shadowy substance. It just like mixes in with Gerdrug. He has to like purge it all out. Arius is harder in my head. I don't know how to make Arius work.
What do I throw up? Bones?
Arius makes me hard in my head.
Yeah, just a bunch of little bone shards come flying out.
I do like vomiting bone shards, regardless of the fact that it makes zero sense.
And then he eats them back up because he needs them.
Like a cat.
Gross.
Congratulations, you've defeated the Skull Fairy.
I don't feel good about it. I didn't want to kill it.
It left us no choice.
Oh, it wanted to kill you.
It chose violence.
It did choose violence.
It chose poorly.
It kept trying to take my head.
You can get another one.
True.
Get you another skull, it's fine. Well.
Okay. I'm removing Sicken, though.
Yeah.
Detect magic and search the room.
Let's first, if we're going to take the time here, just kind of remind everybody the room, the skulls and other bones that comprise every inch of the walls and ceiling of this room. There is that corpse that is in front of the stone altar. And as you search the room, I'm going to need a perception check here.
I begin to refocus.
We love Gerdrugs.
Gerdrug gets a 24.
Gerdrug... You find that this space, just the room in general, any skull that's been gathered here is meticulously piled on this stone altar in reverence. This certainly is the Skull Fairy's work, with what Kix told you.
I don't understand how, if it didn't know there was a door, there got to be so many skulls in here.
There's lots of skulls.
Where'd they all come from?
The prison cells.
And where did they go? Where did they come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
But yeah, 24 to check out this room, including the pile of skulls.
So in the pile of skulls, you don't actually really find anything of interest. It is just a meticulously piled, like, pyramid of skulls.
Are they, like, polished? Are they clean? Are they dirty? I mean, they look kind of dirty in the picture, but... Man, if I had all the time in the world to just take care of my skulls, I'd polish them up nice and clean.
They're not dusty. They don't exactly have any cleaning materials in here, so there was no polishing that took place. But I think Skull Fairy spent most of its time just admiring the skull pile, and that's it.
Was he getting himself off?
Might have been. I mean, it's Skull Fairy. They love skulls.
Fair.
Skull fuckery.
Magic?
There is magic.
Hell yeah, magic.
Magic.
I search for it. Like for something that seems magical.
It would probably happen around the same time, but Gerdrug and Lucan make their way over to the corpse here. You can see that the corpse itself has a hole in its head with traces of shadow, like goop, on it. And anyone who can give me a medicine check, I can tell you the state of the body.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be dead.
Like, so the body of this fairy thing's gone, right?
Yeah, the fairy body, the skull fairy body is just popped.
Yeah. I got a 17 medicine.
24.
Arius and Lucan both know that this body has been here for more than a year, but for less than 2 years.
We haven't come across this shadow creature that was supposed to be the inheritor of the mansion.
Shadow?
Yeah, that's one of the things we learned.
Its name wasn't Shadow, was it?
Thought it was a horse. I don't know why I was always under the impression it was a horse.
Smoke, not Shadow. Smoke.
Smoke. Smoke sounds like a horse's name.
I mean, if that creature was a shadow creature, maybe that guy just called it Smoke? I'm assuming he knew it was here.
It didn't even know it was here.
Do they know where the guy was? Is this the guy?
Did he just disappear? This is the guy.
Or I can't remember from before if he just disappeared or if they knew where he was.
Kalak, the previous master of this manor, died of heat stroke outside the manor.
Okay, so this is not Kalak.
Okay, so this is not him. Maybe this is Smoke. I don't know. I look for a tattoo that says Smoke.
Does he have a wallet?
Yeah, wallet. Look at his ID.
You check his robes, and as you check his robes, it looks like there was what maybe was once a secret pocket, but it's kind of just disintegrated a bit. There are items that are on the ground around his body, and you find 2 alchemical items, some oil of some kind, and another in a bottle with a teal bubbling liquid, and 2 gold pieces. But the most interesting part is this key that's made from obsidian.
Ooh, fancy.
And the bow and shank of this key is in the shape of a forked tongue, almost like a ghoul's tongue.
Okay.
I was going to go with pointy teeth, but okay, tongue works.
I contemplate things. I guess there are a couple other areas down here that we haven't explored, so we'll definitely be taking this key. I'd like to spend a little bit of time, do another medicine check on myself once the hour rolls around.
Same.
You guys hanging out in the skull room while you do that?
Yeah, I'm just going to sit and contemplate.
See, in other campaigns, that might be like, oh, this is kind of creepy. We might not want to hang out in the skull room. And this campaign's like, yeah,
skull
sure.
Skull room,
yeah,
this feels fine. Nice.
To be fair, it's better than the viscera room.
I hurt myself. No. I critically fail my treat wounds and do 3 damage to myself.
Are we seeing the level 1 medicine can backfire?
Is this going to happen? This is going to happen again, isn't it?
Level 1 medicine sucks so bad.
We're going to spend another 8 hours to heal ourselves.
I'm going to have to wait an hour.
Yeah, let's wait an hour.
Wait an hour in the skull room?
Well, yeah, I want to think on this. I want to think on, like, what's Smoke? What's this corpse down here?
Do we go through the hour okay, though? We don't get interrupted?
Nope, you don't.
Okay,
after an hour, I'm ready to continue on. Arius, how are you doing?
75% HP?
Yeah, we good. Let's go.
No heals?
I still got 1. It's not a big heal, but it's enough to bring somebody back to life. Bring somebody back to undeath.
Well, so we have like an hour to look at this body. Is there anything on this body that gives us any idea of who it is?
Other than what you
found. I'm assuming before its head blew up, it was alive and not an undead.
I'm glad that you asked. The body, as you take a closer look at it, you can kind of tell that there are some body modifications that are done on this man's skin, including like what looks like ritual scarification in places, as well as a couple of other markings. Are you trained in religion?
No, not religion.
Not religion. Okay.
Sure sounds like a Zankuthan,
though. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this one to you anyways. Gerdra gets flashes of himself being strapped into a table and being tortured by a Kuthite, and you realize that this must be some priest or Kuthite follower.
I dismember his body and put his skull on the top of the pile. And yes, I actually do that.
And it grins at the top of the pile. A big old hole in its head.
Okay, I'm satisfied now.
Okay. Where are we headed next?
I got to disrespect the Zonku, the Kuthite's body.
It feels good, right?
Yeah, we're gonna
head back.
I observe you doing that, and I'm just going to, again, just take a note of that. Like, just learning some things about Gerdrug just by observing.
Oh, hey, there's still one more room we haven't even opened.
Two!
Yeah, and whatever this thing in the center is.
There's two. And plus whatever, yeah, if the center is really just a big...
Yeah, what like is the pillar? Center thing?
Center's just what foundation, man. It's... The basement is cut out from the ground, and that's just they built around this section as support.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That or we all failed our perception checks, one or the other.
I failed my perception check to see the thing that is 35 feet long and 15 feet wide.
Yes.
And in the middle of the
way
room.
Too big. Nah, it's just like it's the hallway, I guess.
Thick hallway.
Or, and hear me out here. The perfect place to put secret rooms after you clear out the manor and you make it your own. Just
love that.
Just a thought.
Spoilers!
Spoilers. Anyways, you are able to tell, and you've been around the basement enough. Kix can tell you, obviously, there are two rooms. They're on the eastern side of the basement, or the ground, the basement level here, and they're the only two rooms that you've yet to explore. There's a door to the north and one to the south. Which one do you open first?
Looks like Arius already opened the one to the south, so I guess that one.
The south door is opened into a room. It's a bare room, and there are four stone coffins that line the east wall of this room. Three of them are open and empty, but the southernmost coffin is closed.
I'd found smoke.
As you walk into the room and you notice these coffins, you hear this faint scratching sound from under the closed fourth coffin.
Fascinating.
Like claws on stone.
Well, do we open it now or do we check out the other room first?
Like, was the scratching like scratching that sounds that wants to come out? Or was it just like something like skittering in there?
It sounds like it's scratching in the top on the lid. Scratching on the lid. Not big, it's small. But you can still hear it.
Yeah, open it up. Let that thing out.
Get in here first, Kix.
No. You guys open it up.
Yeah, open it, totally. Fine. I'm going to stay over.
Well, then, if that's the case, who's opening it?
Sundrigger.
I'll try as well.
Go ahead and give me...
I feel like you're, like, always competing with this plant in strength.
We'll beat it!
Like, hey, yeah, 20's pretty good. I think you're all right.
So, Arius, you're able to move the stone coffin lid to the side with relative ease, and it grinds stone on stone, and as soon as enough space is opened, this skeleton creature comes scrambling out, and it looks like this.
Yeah, aww. Think chestburster from Aliens, yeah. But as a skeleton.
It's a scorpion, but it's a ribcage. Yeah,
yeah, scorpion, but a ribcage. Yep,
I like him.
And as he pops out of the coffin, we're gonna have to go ahead and roll for initiative.
All right. Wait, we didn't hit level two.
Not supposed to till we get the mansion cleaned.
All right.
Ribcage killing.
See who gets fucked up by a ribcage.
Yeah, at the top of round one, the scrabbling ribcage crawls out from the opened coffin and uses its first action to strike at Arius with its jagged ribs. It kind of like jumps up at him and scratches at him with the ribs. Does a 21 hit.
Yep.
All right, then that is going to deal you 7 points of piercing damage. It's going to use its second action to grab you.
And then swallow all!
And then it's going to swallow you all.
It wouldn't be the first time a skeleton fucking swallowed us all.
True.
Oh, goodness. Then with its third action, it is going to use Constrict on you. So give me a fortitude save.
19.
That is a success. Now, this is a basic fortitude save, so take half of 4. You take 2 points of damage.
Ouch.
So this thing just leaps out, digs its ribs into yours, and just like binds itself into your rib cage, and then constricts onto it.
I'm hurt.
And that takes us over to Kix. It's your turn.
I do an ensemble of one action abilities, starting with a recall knowledge of the rib cage.
For this one, let's go with Arcana.
Let's.
Or crafting. I would technically take crafting.
20.
A 20. 20 is a success.
Oh, weakness, resistance, and what it enjoys to do on the weekends.
So just for general knowledge, the scrabbling rib cage, they're connected to either a sternum or a vertebral column, but not both. But it allows the ribs to function as legs. They're commonly mistaken for undead, but these animated bones are mindless constructs with no connection to necromancy.
Uh-huh.
Well, those are two words that neither Kix nor I like to hear. Mindless and construct.
You said weaknesses and resistances, yes?
Sure, yeah.
Weakness is...
Bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning, yep. Weaknesses to bludgeoning, 3. Resistances. It is resistant to cold, electricity, fire, piercing, and slashing. Each 3.
You know, for how versatile telekinetic projectile is, I think I have to retrain it.
It is. It is very versatile.
Maybe get rid of this phase bolt, even though it kind of fits the character. All right, why don't I give Gudrug a reaction to move? I am going to amp message.
We don't have reactions yet.
What do you mean? Is that how it works? I can't give it to you guys on the first turn?
I mean, if we know there's a combat, then it's feasible we would have a reaction, but this guy just surprised us when
I opened it. The target of the message can immediately spend its reaction, so are we saying I can't message on the first turn, Tyler?
Because he doesn't have a reaction yet? Yeah, I'm going to stomp on you on this one, Spencer.
Okay. I don't want to go first anymore. I guess I found out. Okay, well then I will instead cast Guidance on Arius, followed by Recall the Teachings.
So let's be clear. Reactions and encounters specifically says the GM determines whether you can use reactions before your first turn begins, depending on the situation in which the encounter happens.
My only argument is I'm telling you to. Like, well, I'm giving them a reaction. No.
I could see that. I could see that argument. I think in this situation, because of the surprise element, I'm just going to say no this time. But that's just because of the surprise.
Yes, we were so surprised by the skittering thing was going to be bad.
The skitters. All right, that's all I got. The guidance on Arius, and then recall the teachings on whomever I deem necessary.
Then after Kix, that takes us over to Gudrug. It's your turn.
While it's grabbing me, is it in its square or my square?
Let's call them in the squares that they're in, separate squares.
Because otherwise, it's basically giving him a free move, too.
Yeah, I want thematically, like, it's on Arius and squeezing him, but it's not big enough to occupy the square next to it. Rules-wise, they're in separate squares.
I'm not really sure what to do. I can't really get behind it. I move up. I'll take a swing at it. All I have is slashing, so here we go. 22 to hit.
22 hits.
10 damage.
10 damage.
10 physical damage. Slashing.
So it's going to reduce some of that down. It only takes 7.
Seems pretty preoccupied with Arius here, so we'll swing again.
To say the least.
Get an 18 to hit.
Arius is just having all the luck. 18 does hit.
Oh, and I rolled a 1 on the die. 5 damage.
5 damage, and it gets reduced down to 2. Or, nope. Yep, down to 2.
And I'm done.
Alright, it's about halfway down now, but still gripping tightly to Arius. Lucan, it's your turn.
Not for long. Action 1. I'm going to do this the right way this time. Boost Eidolon. Action 2 and 3. Act together. Electric Arc.
This is not for Electric Arc. This is for
Sun Drinker's attack.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll hold that until early.
Yeah.
Reflex save, please.
Reflex save. It gets a 10.
Haha, that is a failure. You will take all of this damage.
Except for three
because it has resistance to electricity. But yes, it takes 3 of that 6 damage.
Takes 3 of it. Then, with its single action from Act Together, Sundrinker will attack using its lash ability, Tendril Strike, to reach out 10 feet. And what are you doing, Spencer?
I will be aiding, and I critically succeeded. You get plus 2.
Plus fucking 2?
I critically succeeded because I got a 20.
Boom, boom. I add 2, and I Vine Strike, bludgeoning. And we'll get a 24 to hit.
A 24 hits.
I don't think that took into account the plus 2. It did not. So that's actually 26.
26 is a critical hit.
Hell fucking yeah, it is.
Can it be critical?
Let's take
most
a look.
Can.
You bludgeoningly crush it.
Crush the shit out of it.
In this case, this one can be critically hit. It is not immune to it.
Nice.
Hell fucking yeah. Here's that crit damage. 22 of it.
Big deeps. Add 3 for a 25. The scrabbling rib cage clatters to pieces on the floor and into the crypt coffins, and it's dead. Destroyed.
Oh, geez, it only had 8 hit points left.
Yeah, that's what you call a round right there. That is a round. That is a turn.
Congratulations. You have defeated the scrabbling ribcage.
Way to utilize your companion.
You did great. Kix was a major part of that.
He's talking about turtle. Knocking
me in turtle.
Oh, now I understand.
Like, oh, what's that? Like a main part of my character? Yeah, we're just going to leave it.
It's actually pretty good. Turtle doesn't like dungeons, guys.
Yeah. Why would she go underground? Absolutely
why would
not.
She go underground? That's animal abuse.
Yeah, animal abuse.
But we do that kind of thing, so it's okay.
We're sick, twisted fuckers.
That's what I was referring to.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I get a 9 to check this coffin for anything valuable.
There's lots of bones. You don't actually
it's really
need...
dark.
You don't actually need that much to find it. There is a black onyx statuette, and it's shaped like a jackal. Looks like it's carved of this smoky quartz.
I assumed it was a religious item. I made a check. I got a 7. I don't think it's a religious item.
Or maybe you do.
You don't think it's a religious item.
And I did get a 22 to search the see if there's anything else in there.
No, that is it. It's the statuette of a jackal carved out of smoky quartz.
Okay. I wait an hour to heal myself again.
In the meantime, anyone else?
This basement's fucking you guys up. I've been fine, but...
Frontline.
Because I hide like a child.
Apparently things really like skeletons, so sorry, Arius.
I'm going to spend another hour healing some more, because I'm still fucking hurt.
All right, I will also make a medicine check on myself during that time.
I rolled max on my second one, 16. Yeah, I'm full health.
We're sitting here
good.
For 2 hours?
Yes, yeah. Bitch.
Yes, we are. I have no healing. I was very hurt.
Kix goes and opens the other door. 2 hours is a long fucking time. I would not wait 2 hours in this room.
Okay, well, I am. Right, so enjoy the next combat alone.
Yep, exactly. So
I mean, I'll holler at you.
We'll holler.
I'm not coming. I'm healing.
Until it comes for you after it kills us.
I open a door.
I close the door.
Dude, there's no way I'm waiting 2 fucking hours. Like,
Kix and Gerdrug get impatient. You open the northern door, the final unopened door in Colic Manor, and you see 4 stone coffins that line the east wall of this room. Each is open and empty.
Ooh, where's the rib cage?
Where's the smoke?
You check it out, you don't see any rib cage.
18 to just glance around the room for anything useful. valuable, anything?
It's completely empty. You might find the evidence that maybe some dead and undead have occupied these empty coffins. Aside from that, there's absolutely nothing of interest here.
Kix yells for Argoon.
Have we asked the fucking hand who Smoke is yet?
That's what I just said. Kix yells for Argoon.
You hear from the other side of the wall, "If only you impatient bitches had detect magic."
I bet you there's no magic. There's fucking four coffins.
Plus, I'm pretty sure we've detected magic on, like, every square meter of this freaking place already.
I mean, except for the room that you're in right now. The South Crypt.
Yeah. We go find Argoon. We holler for Argoon.
Argoon! Come here!
Hello! Come in! Come in! How can I help you?
Need a hand to get here a little faster?
What do you want?
Who's Smoke?
Smoke?
Yeah.
Smoke was Smoke? Master Companion. Dog.
Where is he?
Master buried him in one of the coffins.
Did it look like a ribcage?
What? No. No. Ugh, that thing? Ugh. Master made that years ago.
Well, I think we opened all the coffins already.
Wait, you did?
And we didn't find a dog.
You didn't?
Just a ribcage.
Well, he's on the ribcage.
Yeah, we killed it.
Good. He was an asshole.
We found some rats. We found a shadowy fire fairy. The ribcage. No dog.
Did you kill the rats?
There's a troll outside. Does she have the dog?
Ugh, yeah, Nima. No. The dog should have been with the ribcage.
Was this dog alive?
Well, I mean, kind of. You know, magic.
Well, we've cleaned the house. No Smoke. Time to move on. Or, if these people that only do medicine checks for 2 hours can come to this room and detect magic.
No, it's the room they're in. It's the room that they're in.
That they need the magic check in? Oh.
Yeah, he said it should have been buried with the rib cage.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I detect magic in here while I'm... To be fair, healing only takes 20 minutes out of the 2 hours.
You're just so waiting for 2 hours.
I've got an hour 40 to do nothing.
Are you and Arius just kind of like chilling in there, hanging out?
We were getting to know each other a little bit.
We don't talk.
Nothing is said.
Lucan talks to Sundrinker.
I talk to myself and Sundrinker.
I blankly stare at a fucking wall.
The entire time?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I talk at you anyway, a little at least. Not odd levels.
I don't react at all. No movement.
God, Odd would hate you so much. Just realized. I detect magic in here.
Yes, magic.
Okay, we search around for it. Perceptions.
You don't find anything in this room.
We're going to need to dig, aren't we? It's going to be under that coffin. I have Sundrinker move the coffin. Move all the coffins, in fact.
Stone grinds on stone as you move the coffins out of the way in this room. The stone-tiled floor seems unbroken, unmarred.
Okay. Fuck.
A little dog statue.
The dog statue, oh, carved out of smoky quartz.
I feel like that would be obvious if I were there.
I think probably it would be.
I make a check on it.
There is a figurine made from smoky quartz in the shape of a jackal.
Or would you rather a religion? It's either way. Nature or religion, a 17.
Either way, it's fine. A 17 is enough to identify this as a wondrous figurine, an onyx dog figurine.
Cool. I activate it.
Wisps of black smoke emanate from the top of the jackal's head, and it disappears slowly into the smoke, and then the smoke coalesces into a solid jackal shape. It comes into being, sitting on its haunches, its ears are pointed straight up, and it looks at you with this dignified glance, and then nods its head.
Hello, Smoke, I presume?
It nods its head.
Are you a good boy? Are you a good boy, Smoke?
His tail starts wagging.
That's right. Now, I know this magic was left to you. We have the deed now. You're probably not understanding this, but I'd be perfectly happy if you stayed here because you are cute.
It continues to wag its tail.
Fantastic. We have an accord.
It looks like it's trying really hard to like be like stoic and looking at you very seriously, but its tail can't hide that it is terribly excited.
Aris, have you a spare bone about you?
These are my bones.
Fine.
I can go find a skull.
There's a dead
No, something
cage.
For fetch. Something that fits in a doggy mouth.
The room is covered with the scraveling rib cage's remains, which is just shattered rib bones.
Oh, I pull one out.
They're everywhere, yeah.
Would you like this smoke?
It stands up.
Here, boy. Here, boy.
It leans down.
And I throw it.
It lopes after it. Run, run, run. It's got a big, deep voice.
Arius chases after the bones who.
My bone. We know
what the heck. I need an initiative check between Arius and Smoke. Who gets the bone?
I look in the thing to see if Nima's still wandering around outside.
No. No, if you actually go and say the words, hero point if you remember the command word.
Seaside or something like that.
Yeah, fuck, did I write it down? Hold on. Nope, I didn't write it.
Yeah, it's Waterside Graveyard.
Waterside
Graveyard.
Something side.
It does, the image does come up. There is no Nima, no small troll anywhere that you can see.
So, does this thing only work for local, or does it go farther? Have we tried?
You're not really sure.
I'll just be like, Burline's Manor.
Nothing happens.
Well, I tried. He doesn't know anything about fucking magic, so he walks away.
Did you take care of anything? The rats are all dead, right?
Who's he asking?
Just the room, I guess.
I feel like Kix has the most rapport with the hand.
Yeah, we killed all the rats. Every room's clear.
It's so good the rats are all dead. Thank Urgatola. The rats are all dead. Did you see my photo?
Did you say photo?
My portrait. Did you see my portrait?
Did we?
It's in the torture room. Here, let me take you to it.
I follow out of curiosity. I am curious.
So he takes you into the torture chamber where you see that on the north wall, there is this enormous oil painting that depicts a fiercely grinning general with one hand tucked into its jacket while the other one clutches an outrageously large halberd.
Oh.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Okay. Would you like this to be your room, Arthur?
But,
do you have a room already?
I mean, not really.
Would you like one?
Can it not be this room?
Oh, were you cut off in this room, I take it?
The memory is fuzzy.
Sure. Yeah, I don't really like this room. I'm not into the torture thing, not a Zonkuthanite myself. I think we should turn this into a lovely room for fornication and delights.
A sex dungeon?
I think that would be quite better than a torture dungeon, don't you?
It sounds like more fun.
It certainly is. You know, people do enjoy a good fingering. A fisting even sometimes.
Well, that sounds like fun. Wait, are you gonna have parties here?
I don't know, Arthur. Are you down?
Yeah.
Excellent. So then, yes.
Or do you look like in a suit?
How big a hand is Arthur?
I've been trying not
don't
to
answer. Don't answer.
I've been trying not to correct you the whole time. It's Argoon.
Argoon. Excuse me. Argoon, not Arthur.
But no, Argoon is like you know.
I keep reminding myself it's Argoon. He's our little goon.
It's our
He's
goon. Goon. It's our, that's our good. Goon. That's good. Thank you. That's a good one. A nemnenic? Is a nemnenic? What nemnenic? What do they call that? I can't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Argoon's hand is big. Argoon is big for a hand.
All right. Okay.
Usually crawling hands are just obviously just normal human size, but it's like basketball player sized hands.
Oh, we might have to work our way up to our friend Argoon. Yeah, no, I also want to get rid of this torture dungeon again because I noticed it quite upset my friend Gert fucking Gerdrunk.
Gurdrug Argoon. Gurdrug Argoon. Okay,
I got this.
So yeah, I want to get this place taken care of. Get a little bit nicer if this is going to be our place. I don't want my fucking friends to be having like flashbacks of terrifying memories.
PTSD?
Yeah, exactly. PTSD.
I can tell you that if you would like to just take some time to clean up the manor, we can enter downtime mode. And we can clean up the manor.
Montage!
Montage.
We're gonna have a montage!
They should just call it montage mode, man.
It's montage mode.
It's montage mode, let's be honest.
We just house rule, that's what it's called now.
That is it now.
House rule. There's no such thing as exploration now, it's just montage.
Just montage mode.
That's it? Okay. I'm going upstairs then.
Yes, I quite agree. And I do the same.
All right, let's get you upstairs. So, yeah, let's go ahead and enter montage mode then. We're going to need at least two people to clean the manor for 24 hours for it to be completely cleaned up. If you want to spend some gold into replacing some of the items down in the torture chamber or other places around
We don't have any gold.
How much do we have from our loot anymore?
Well, if you'd like to take a look at your loot
sheet. Two gold in our loot.
You found two gold. That's correct. You've got that plus one meat cleaver.
That's enough for a sex swing.
Two unidentified liquids.
They're poppers, aren't they?
That's what we're doing in our downtime mode. At least I'm assuming Kix and I were identifying.
Get all the identifications out of the way.
And yeah. We also need to move the two plus one items to other items.
Got it.
You guys do the crafting, I'll do the cleaning. I'm on this.
But we can figure out what these other things are. Two liquids.
So the two unusual liquids, one of them is magical, and the other one is not.
Uh-oh. Well, then we can't do the magical one.
I can.
I get a 19.
19 for the non-magical one? That is a success. This is a lesser cathartic focus. Gives you a chance to counteract either the stupefied or confused condition.
Promise it has the healing trait.
It does have the healing trait.
Here you go, Kix.
Yes, Kix is the only one who can use that. The other item...
I get an 18 on to identify it.
Lucan successfully identifies as a minor oil of unlife.
I don't remember what that does.
It's a healing potion for
it's
undead.
It's a healing potion, but for undead.
I give it to Arius. Probably the most likely to need it.
Thank you. I examine it, trying to figure out what it is.
This heals you, Arius.
Do I apply it to the bones?
Just pour it in your mouth. It should work. It's magic.
When you dash oil of unlife onto an undead creature, yeah.
Sprinkle anywhere, really. Just splash away, darling.
Okay. I place it in my bandolier.
Also, is anybody challenging me for the master suite? Because I want it.
Arius doesn't care.
Gurdjug's a ghost. He just floats around the house, moaning.
Oh.
Not the way you think of moaning, David.
I'm going to as well. It's just going to be a different way. No, where'd my map go?
It's okay.
I'm going into my master
suite. Into the new map.
This is the new map. It's now cleaned. You'll notice that there's no
but
papers.
The beds aren't made. What the fuck?
Yeah, did we find anything while cleaning?
No, actually, you guys were very thorough the first time around. You found everything.
There's still our trough of fucking...
Juicy bits.
Yeah, juicy bits of fucking...
That's scrying.
Scrying.
You gotta keep that shit.
You don't get rid of the juicy bits.
That first night, or that first day when everybody else is, like, sleeping, Gurdjug goes down there and just starts trying different Imbrex people's names, seeing if anything comes up.
On the Pool of Viscera?
Oh, nice, nice.
Interesting. Are you trained in any of the magical skills?
I do actually have Arcana.
Why don't you go ahead and give me an Arcana
occultism.
Check, then? Oh, Occultism is more appropriate, though. I would prefer Occultism.
Yeah, they're both the same. 24.
Nice. So with the 24, you can tell. There's a command word here, but it also functions in a way that you need something of what you're looking for.
More than just my burning hatred and vengefulness?
I mean, it might work, actually. hold on. Gerdrug, as you're trying just random words to be command words and hoping for the best, nothing actually works for you. Because there is a command word that's more universal for this thing, like a way to set a location to scry into. But you may actually need to either kind of reset the password with some higher level magic or get really lucky.
Oh, okay.
And trust me, reset password on high level scrying magic is no easy ordeal. It's going to make you turn on two-factor authentication and everything.
Gross.
Is it going to send me an email or can it text my phone?
No, the only option is to call your phone and you have to talk to the... You have to press buttons in the system to get the right result.
Oh, God.
Let's just say 2 days pass. You've identified all the items that you have here. You've cleaned up the manor. It's looking much better. Our goon is so happy to have everybody around and helping clean up. And once you're done, he kind of like looks and puts his thumb and his pinky on his palms and almost a hands on hips gesture and goes,
"That looks good. Well, good. Well done, everybody.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're disgusting."
Successful montage. Yeah, he's disgusting after hanging out with Lucan.
Hey, I'm pristine, bitch.
Congratulations. You've acquired, cleaned up, Kalak Manor, achieved...
fucking that damn song.
We've won the campaign.
We've done it. We can retire.
You can retire. You have a house. Just, you know, post up here till you... Wait, no, you're already dead.
Would the Bloodlord be okay with that if we just stopped working for her and just
hey,
like, no, we got a house.
This is good right now.
We get to rename this now, right?
I seriously cannot hear the name of this place without thinking Klingon, so.
What are we naming it? We're renaming it. What are we calling it? Can't be Mithril Manor.
Jeez, just on the spot like this?
Yeah, come on, it's time. It's fucking time. We're about to hit level 2. We're an adventuring party. Dark deeds done dirt cheap.
Oh.
Due to inflation, dark deeds are no longer done dirt cheap.
Dark deeds are actually pretty expensive these days.
Glack Manor? That's the first letter of each of our initials.
Hmm.
That doesn't sound very good, though.
No.
Clags, using the same thought process.
No, I don't like it. I want something more fucking badass and, like, Victorian-y.
The Mausoleum of Debauchery and...
What's hilarious is Hollow Manor would probably be right along those lines.
Hell yeah, Hollow Manor!
Is that a reference I don't get?
No, it's just
Luke
fucking
and
cool.
Luke and Hollow. God, Hollow Manor is pretty fucking good, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
It was so good, I thought it was in reference to something, and put it that way.
It sounds really cool. Problem is that would be giving Lucan the upper hand in the ownership.
We're all states. Even on the deed. We're all even on the deed. It's just name only.
I don't know if Arius would care.
Gerdrug doesn't care, actually. He doesn't want anybody to
right,
know
exactly.
He's here.
Kix, do you care? Kix, do you care? I say, flashing my grilled fangs. Kix, do you care?
Absolutely not, sir.
Hollow Manor.
I pulled up a list just in case we want to go through some other ones, though. Ghostly Presence, the Phantom Castle, the Haunted Manor, Abandoned Asylum, the Creepy Castle.
Ooh, Haunted Hollow would be fun.
The Dark Abyss, Screaming Mansion.
Could just be Ghostly Hollow.
Spooky Hollows.
Ghostly Hollow.
Spooky Hollows.
Spooky Hollows. The Screaming Mansion.
Ooh, where'd you find this?
Dungeon of Doom, Backwoods of Horror, Theater of Sin. The Theater of Sin.
The Theater of Sin.
Wow.
Oh my God. I love that so much.
Theater of Sin.
I kind of like it. The Theater of Sin, and then We're the Sinners.
I mean,
I feel like this is something we do. We sit down one night and we figure this shit out, like, as a team. It's like, yeah. This is the Theater of Sin, and we're the sinners.
Is that it?
No, we need some biker jacks. It's made
I'm still looking through this list, and, like, Theater of Sin's by far the best one. This
That's
list,
the best one.
Is it Theater R-E or Theater E-R?
Oh, R-E.
R good. Okay.
R-E all the way.
Good, good.
Theatra of
Theatre.
Theatre.
Theatre. The Theatre of Sin.
This place, it is the Theatre of Sin. And we are the sinners. What further sins will be committed? Find out next time as we continue, Bloodlords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.